This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. The Maryland legislature has passed a bill which would force big employers to spend a minimum amount on workers' health care. The legislation is apparently the first of its kind. Although it doesn't name any companies, it would apply to only one, and that's Walmart. Supporters say they want to make it tougher for Walmart and other major firms to skimp on employee health care, leaving taxpayers to pick up the tab. NPR's Frank Langfitt has a report.
It isn't easy being Walmart these days. Last month, the nation's largest company had to pay a fine because undocumented workers were caught cleaning its stores. Soon after, one of Walmart's legendary leaders resigned amid a company probe of his expense accounts. Walmart's latest problem is the Maryland General Assembly. On Saturday night, legislators passed a bill requiring companies with more than 10,000 employees to spend at least 8% of payroll on health benefits. If they don't, they'd have to pay a tax that could cost millions of dollars. Vincent DeMarco is president of the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative, a coalition of groups backing the bill. Like other activists around the country, he says it's time big companies like Walmart do more to help solve the nation's health care crisis.
It's very important that large employers pay their fair share for health care, because if they don't, then the people who work for them who are underinsured or uninsured and go to the hospital and have to be treated and have huge bills, the bills are paid by all of us.
But Walmart says the legislation is just a cheap shot by its corporate competitors and union enemies. One of the bill's main supporters is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. It's been trying to unionize Walmart for years. Another backer is Giant, a regional supermarket chain, which competes directly with Walmart for food customers. Walmart spokesman Nate Hurst says the politics behind the bill are obvious.
If you look at the heart of this bill, I think it's really about a competitor in the state of Maryland trying to take a swipe at Walmart.
Nationally, companies with more than 500 employees spent an average of 7.3% of payroll on health care last year. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Walmart says it spends between 7 and 8%, making it the only company of its size in Maryland to spend so little. Giant, which is unionized, says it spends more than 22% on health care, leaving it at a competitive disadvantage. But Giant spokesman Barry Scher says the company is not trying to stick it to Walmart.
The reason that we got involved was not because of Walmart, and they are a competitor, but simply we think that anybody that comes into this state, at least at the 10,000 employee level or above, should provide health care benefits so all of us don't end up subsidizing it.
But opponents say telling companies how to spend their money might scare them away from Maryland. Republican State Senator E.J. Pipkin represents part of Maryland's Eastern Shore.
I think it'll be very negative to the business climate in Maryland. I think it basically says that we will penalize you if you're successful in the state of Maryland. And I think if I'm a CEO, I've got to look hard at whether I can put my business in Maryland or Virginia or Pennsylvania or Delaware. This could be a determining factor in which we lose jobs.
Legislation which singles out a company may seem unusual, but some scholars say it's probably constitutional. After all, the bill doesn't target a protected class. Richard Friedman teaches constitutional law at the University of Michigan Law School.
I think a court would be highly deferential to the legislature in this case. We're not talking here about racial discrimination. We're not talking about discrimination based on sex. We're talking about if there's any kind of discrimination, it's against Walmart. And Walmart is not exactly powerless. And frankly, if Walmart says, you know, you're treating us sui generis, that is unlike everything else, the obvious answer is, well, you are.
Walmart says it's now reconsidering whether to open a new distribution center in Maryland. Republican Governor Robert Ehrlich says he'll veto the bill. But supporters say they think they have enough votes to override it in January. National health care advocates say they're pushing related legislation in 7 other states. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.